This is originally from Wolof, but I know it from...
Wolof is where?
Wolof is in Senegambia.
Gambia?
Yeah. Ah. Senegal. Mm-hmm. That's
a, that's a, you know it?
I know this food from Sierra Leone. Uh-huh. Not in... The Sierra Leone people cook it as well.
Who?
Sierra Leoneans.
Oh, yeah? Sierra Leoneans. Yes. Ah. So because you are born in Sierra Leone.
Yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
And how long did you stay there?
I stayed there for about, I think maybe 10 years or 9 or 12, I'm not sure. I can't remember when we left.
You were a kid once when you left Sierra Leone, huh?
I was a little kid.
Little kid.
Yeah.
Why, for what reason?
Well, I said to my dad, I want to go home. I want to go to my country, Nigeria. I said, I want to know Nigeria. I'm a curious person.
So you're originally from Nigeria, but your parents went to Sierra Leone to live?
Yeah, they were doing some... what you call it, their business. Uh-huh. Yeah, so my people travel a lot anyway.
Yeah.
They travel a lot. So
people meaning Nigerian
people? Nigerian people travel a lot, yes. Especially the north, people from the north. Fulani, they travel a lot. The idea is to make sure it doesn't get sticky around, you know?
Okay.
So you're going to put some little...
Not to make rice sticky, huh?
Yeah. I use butter. People use oil. Okay. I don't want to put too much oil business, you know?
Uh-huh.
I use butter.
Okay.
And I use...
this is butter.
Now, you gotta be careful. See, I don't need to open it all the time. I'm waiting for my. Well, anyway, I can't wait any longer, so I have to ignore that.
You know what happens when I cook rice? It's such a
tough, but
it's a tough thing.
Very tough.
I have to be very careful.
Yes.
What? How many cups of rice? How many cups of water?
Yeah.
Whether I keep the pot open or not?
You gotta come
back. I tell you
what I do here. I do a skill. So what I do here is
basically cooking by.
Right. So what I do here, I just kind of put that in. Have you done this one? That's the...
I have to use this now.
It's ready to go in now because I've got to let it go in now. Otherwise, I need to do my salad and stuff and get my dessert ready. This is... I'm getting it. This amount is fine.
Right.
Is it fine?
Yeah.
And are you going to put some more water in this?
I'm going to put some water here.
Yeah.
I got that done. This can go nicely.
Is it something? Is it a street food or is it something cooked at home?
It's for it's for wedding, mostly.
Oh yeah, for wedding.
These people cook it when they have money, because it's a lot of things that go in there. You know, you got to buy your meat, you got to buy your tomato, you got a lot of things. It's like when people have weddings. Mostly, where I've seen this is marriage. When people have like a marriage or. No ceremony, not a naming ceremony, I've never seen this anymore. It's mostly like weddings, yeah. That's why people are like, oh, we're going to have jollof rice,
yeah.
Like that. So,
it's almost like the same in Turkey.
Yeah, they only cook it.
Rice and meat.
Not Nigeria though, don't forget, I mentioned Sierra Leone to you.
Ah, yes. Sierra Leone,
yes.
This is the case.
Because everybody goes to serve it and people really come back home with plates of jollof rice because they know they've had meal.
Okay.
So it's normally not. And this in Nigeria, they eat different food for wedding, you know?
Yeah.
But the taste will be the same anyway. That smell.
That's what that. You know when you're cooking
it. Exactly, yes. Yeah, it was actually about kilogram and all that. I said I wouldn't be able to tell because I cook with my, you know, just like, I know exactly how much going and just put it straight away.
Yeah.
Yes. So you are from?
I work at, I only work around the corner.
All right. Okay.
On Hope Street.
All right. That in? Yeah. All right. Okay. Let me check the kitchen so it looks better. Not the odd stuff. Not my dirty stuff around. Now I'm gonna taste off, hopefully. So how you doing, Richard? You guys have been busy, man. You guys have been, wow, been very, very busy. I'm so sick. Inshallah, I got time. I just want to check my book again to see all the people that come. Let me leave. Okay, yeah.
Don't you have? I don't need more milk to add to that. No, that's fine. Sorry. Yeah, don't get that.
I'm going to keep still, please. So I got Tony, James, Henry, Christine, Lloyd, and Natalie, Ibrahim, Donna, Kevin, Ahmed, Halima, Renny, Richard, Zafar, the radio crew. Right, let me see. Eight, me and, okay, 9, 10, Richard and Renny, Zafar, 11, 12. So 12 of us.
Well, for us, like we are going to
be here. I know, I think, I'm just thinking, this is my chair, one of them broken, so we had six of these chairs, it's broken, so I'm gonna ask them to find them more chairs. Three people there, that bench can take three,
yeah.
So three, that's six, I'm done, yeah, I'm done. So, then I got, Khalid, put your book down, go to Christine. So, can she afford another three more chairs, please? Yeah, please, yeah? Okay, please.
Yeah, okay. 9, 10, which one? Kids know a few of old language.
No, I made a mistake.
They speak only English.
Yes. I know. I was thinking my fault. Hate myself for that. Yeah. See my chair, really one of them broken. So I'm trying to get Hamza into that.
Yeah.
Richard,
yeah.
Zafar, yeah, the radio crew. Let me see. Eight. Me and 9, 10, Richard and Renny, Zafar. 11, 12. So 12 of us.